This is Starcade, TV's first video arcade game show, starring your favorite video games and some brand new ones being introduced to the public for the first time anywhere. And now, here's your host for Starcade, Jeff Edwards.
Thank you very much. Hi, welcome to Starcade. Here we are backstage where our players are warming up for today's big match. And warm up they should, because the one who outscores the other one today is going to have the opportunity to win their very own video arcade game. Okay, guys, warm up time is over. You ready to play Starcade? Let's go. Let's go do it. Hi, everybody. Here's our contestants. Nice to see all of you here in the audience. This is the place where it all happens. And your name is?
Lance Dower.
Lance, nice to have you here. What are your hobbies, Lance?
Oh, I play trumpet in my Brunel Intermediate Band.
Terrific. Good for you. Nice to have you here, like I said. And your name?
Doug Wright.
Doug, what about you for hobbies?
Well, I raise rabbits.
Oh, you better hurry home because you have twice as many now as when you just came to the game. Okay. All right, we have Lance and Doug. Now, the two of you have been matched up based on your game-playing ability on playing today's games, and one of you is going to have a chance to win this fabulous video arcade game. It is Emidar. That's some game. I can tell by the looks on your faces you'd like that, so why don't you shake hands, and we'll go play Starcade. Here we go. We've got five pretty good games today. Kevin, tell us about them.
Game number one today, Wacko. It's the zany world of Captain Cruiser. Game two today, Zookeeper, the frantic dash for animals. Game number three, Arabian, a game of spells and genies. Number four today, Congo Bongo, pitting hunter against a gorilla. And number five, the Mario Brothers in a battle of the pipes. Jeff?
Okay, thank you very much. Now, Lance and Doug, those are today's five games, and you both had a chance to play them before today's show. I want to tell you one thing, though. We have named one of those games the Mystery Game, and if you pick it in the first three games, you're going to win a terrific prize. And now Kevin is going to whisper the name of the Mystery Game to our home audience.
Today's Mystery Game is Zookeeper.
All right, that's the one it is. So let's get the questions out here. I'm going to ask you a question. First one to buzz in gets to answer the question. Answer the question correctly, you get to play or pick our first game. All set? Hands on buzzers? In the game Scramble, the player can replenish the fuel supply by docking with an earth station or destroying fuel tanks on the ground. Lance?
B, destroying fuel tanks on the ground.
You're right. Good for you. Your first choice of the games to play. There's five of them up there. Which one would you like, Lance?
Arabian.
Arabian. Arabian it is. You'll have 50 seconds to play that game. Now listen while Kevin tells us about Arabian.
Ah, Sahib, come with me now and see before your eyes genies and other truly magical things. It'll be easy to climb, walk, jump, and crawl your way through the pages of an Arabian adventure, collecting letters in sequence to spell Arabian, kicking a few Oscars and Rockbirds for even more points. But, Afende, pray stay away from the genie. And, oh, so sorry, Afende, I do not speak fast enough to warn you of danger. But fear not, we will begin anew.
Okay, thanks a lot, Kevin. You sound like you had a little turban caught in your mouth there. Okay, Lance, you picked Arabian. Why Arabian?
Oh, because I'm pretty good at it. I've played it before.
All right, you know you're going to have 50 seconds to play it. You want to spell out the word Arabian. Watch out, don't get bit, and watch out for the genies. All set to go?
Yep.
Here we go. You ready? Get set. Play.
You're on. Good, got the ear. I got it. Good kick. That's great. Yeah. Way to go. Good jump. All right. Whoop. Don't be caught. Moving good. Moving good. Up you go. FBI, going great. Yeah, give him a kick. Got some points. 20 seconds about. Good. Oh, you got you. Another one coming up. Here we go. Got the 80 end to go. Going great. See if you can get up to that A. Get the A. Get the A. Good, good.
Boy, that's not bad. How do you feel about that?
Pretty good.
Okay, 3,500. Didn't get to the second screen, but then you only had 50 seconds to play.
Yeah.
Okay, Lance, thanks a lot. Go on back, and here comes Doug. Come on, Doug.
You also have 50 seconds to play Arabian. He picked the game. How do you feel about Arabian?
Well, it's kind of like my worst game, but I think I could be able to handle it.
Well, I hope you can. Turn around. You have 50 seconds to play. Get ready, get set, play.
There you go. You got your little Arabian there. Got the A. Going for points.
A 25 seconds. That was great. Whoa! All right, you got another one coming up. Here we go. 17 seconds. Oh, they got you. Still have another one coming up. You have about 10 seconds. And caught a couple of times here.
Yeah, those guys were after me. It was hard to get away from them.
All right, let's check the score. You have 2,800. Lance has 3,500. And we're going to take a break, and we'll be right back to see who gets to choose the next game right here on Starcade.
The grand prize today on Starcade is the video arcade game Amidar. It's pigs and paint rollers, gorillas and warriors, a zany wild chase for space in the game of Amidar, furnished by Stern Electronics. And now back to Starcade with Jeff Edwards.
Okay, thank you very, very, very much. Let's take a look at the scores here and see who's in the lead. Lance, you have 3,500 points. Doug, you have 2,800 points. So, Lance, you're in the lead, but there's still one more game to be played in this round. And the good news for you, Doug, is your worst game is out of the way, right?
Yeah, that's
just
it.
Just a reminder, the total score in both games is going to determine who gets to play the Name the Game board. Another question for you. First one to buzz in gets to answer the question. In Make Tracks, you can eliminate the pursuing goldfish with your paintbrush by splashing them with paint or rolling over them. Doug.
Rolling over them?
Rolling over them. Right you are. Now, you can pick the game. You want to pick a game that you can score big points on. What game do you want? And remember, the mystery game is still unpicked.
I think I'll go for Wacko.
Wacko. Wacko it is. Kevin, describe Wacko.
You're Captain Cruiser, flying low in your saucer, taking on all kinds of strange creatures. Zap them in pairs and they disappear. Zap only one and you create mutants that have to be changed back before they can be zapped out. Big creatures become little creatures, and little creatures cannot be zapped until all the big ones are gone. It's you and your little cruiser in a world gone wacko.
Kind of cannibalistic, one wacko talking about another. Thank you very much, Kevin. Okay, Doug, the game is Wacko. Now, this is your choice. How do you feel about it?
I'm a bit wacko, so me and the game and you, we're all the same, so.
Okay.
We're all wacko.
I'll give you one hint, and Lance, you might want to listen to this. Since time is of the essence, if you get to the second screen, rules will come up. Hit the joystick. That'll knock the rules out of the way, and you'll be able to play again. Okay, watch out. Don't make any mutants. Don't touch any of these strange creatures, and knock them out in pairs. Ready
to go?
Okay,
yeah.
You have 50 seconds. Ready? Get set. Play. Okay, one's out of the way. Gets a little harder now. Here comes some more. Doing good. Oh, got touched. Good, getting a whole bunch now. Don't let him touch your cruise. Keep going. One more cruise coming up. 12 seconds.
I could have done better, but that's okay with me.
2,700 looks good to me. Okay, head on back. Lance comes on down. Turn around this way, if you will, Lance. Now, he said that, he chose that game, so it must have been a good game for him. How do you feel about Wacko?
I'm pretty good at it.
He might have chosen a game you really like, huh?
Could have.
All right, let's see how well you do. We'll let the machine recycle here because that's what these video arcades do. It'll be ready in just a second, so if you'll turn around, I will tell you, get ready, get set, play. Going good, going good. All right. 40 seconds left. Forward. Hit the pairs in order. Don't let him touch your turns. Where's that other guy? There he is. Doing great. Get some more points if you can. Points. Boy, that was a game that you knew pretty well, Lance. Congratulations.
Thanks.
Okay, head on back there. Now we're going to find out who's going to play Name the Game. Both Lance and Doug had a chance to play Arabian and Wacko, and now one of you is going to play for a very special prize. So let's total up the scores from both games to see who gets to play the Name the Game board. Lance, you have 9,100 points. Doug, you have 5,500 points. Lance, you got it. Come on over here with me, Lance. Right down here, we'll play Name the Game. Now, this is very simple. Behind you is the Name the Game board. We're going to show you four video games. If you can name the games correctly, you're going to win some good prizes, and guess who's going to tell you what they are? Let me help you. Kevin.
Thanks a lot, Lance. For three correct answers, you'll win Mr. Disc, a compact personal portable phonograph no bigger than a man's shoe. Plays 45s and LPs from its own self-contained batteries, Mr. Disc. And for four correct answers, Sisey Sensor Chess, providing the realism of intelligent chess and the performance of a computer in a compact package. Sisey provides eight levels of strategic play for the beginner to the advanced player. Sisey's.
Okay, some good prizes waiting for you. Ready to play?
Ready.
Okay, take a look at the upper left-hand corner. Is that Dungeons and Dragons or Tutankhamun?
Tutankhamun.
Right you are. Is that Swimmer or River Run?
Swimmer.
Swimmer is right. Doing great. Is this Moon Patrol or Dune Buggy?
Moon Patrol.
Moon Patrol. Good for you. One more to go for the big prize. Is this Bounce and Fly or Jump Bug?
Bounce and Fly.
No, sorry, not Bounce and Fly, but you did get three right, and that's good enough. You got the Mr. Disc player. Good for you. Congratulations. Now, you hang on, because we're going to be back in a minute, and we'll play the final round, and we'll see whether it's Lance or Doug who's going to have the chance to win their own video game, Amidar.
Here's the latest news from the Starcade Hotline. Video game technology is developing on several fronts. One of them is demonstrated by this game, Journey. The rock group Journey lent its name, its music, and even its faces to this game. Photographs of the five band members have been digitized into the game, and during the last game played, actual Journey music is the accompaniment. A big step from cute, cartoony characters and random sounds. And now back to more game action with Jeff Edwards.
Thanks, Kevin. You can be sure as the new games come out, you'll see them first right here on Starcade. Okay, Lance and Doug, here we are at round two. This is the big challenge. There's only one game left to play. This time, you only have 40 seconds to play it. After that, we total up all the scores, and the top scorer on all games will get a chance to win that video arcade game, Amidar. So I have the last question for you, and this is important to you, Doug, because you're behind. You're going to want to get this question right and choose the game, see if you can ace Lance out here. Here's the question, hands on buzzers. In Berserk, you can score points by shooting robots and Evil Otto. Lance.
Robots and Evil Otto.
No, sorry, that's wrong. It's robots only. That was the second part of the question. Doug, that means he lost, so you get the chance to pick the game. There's three games left up there. You want to pick one that you can get a lot of points on. Remember, one of them is still the mystery game. Which one do you want? We have Zookeeper, Mario Brothers, and Congo Bongo.
I think I'll take Mario Brothers.
Mario Brothers. Yeah. Mario Brothers it is. No buzzer, so that was not the mystery game. And I can tell you now that the mystery game was Zookeeper. All right, but we're going to deal with Mario That's Brothers. Right. Kevin, what about Mario Brothers?
It's a me, a Mario. It's a my name, and it's in my game. It works this way. There are pests in the pipes, and Mario cleans them out, jumping up to knock them on their backs, and then runs and kicks them off. And three times he can punch the pow button and get them all at once. But watch out for the slippery floor. He gets dizzy, but don't worry, catch the coins to do better. He does even better with Luigi, his brother, to help, so bring a friend to play and they'll both clean the pipes. They are the Mario Brothers.
All right, Doug, it was your choice again. You picked Mario Brothers. You pretty good in this game?
Well, I'm better at this game than I am at the other two games, so I think I have a better chance here.
That's good, because you need the points. A couple of things, just because time is of the essence. You only have 40 seconds for this game. Use your power button. You get to use it three times, knock those turtles on the back, and then you get up on the ledge and pick them off if you can.
Yeah, that's what I got to do.
You all set? All right. Watch out for the fireball. Here we go. Ready? Get set. Play. $3,240. That's not bad. How do you feel?
Well, that's all right. I could have done better.
All right. Well, you can always do better, but you did really well, I think, Doug. So let's send you on back, and we'll bring Lance down here. Lance, you look like you're already played this game.
Oh, yeah.
All right. I'm just going to let you get right into it now. You heard the advice I gave to Doug?
Uh-huh.
Same thing goes for you. Don't have to follow it if you don't want to. You guys play more than I do, but we'll see what happens here. All right? Let's get ready. Get set. Play. Head on back, because we're going to find out right now who's going to get a chance to play for their own home video game. We'll check the final scores. Lance, we total the scores of all the games, and we find out, Lance, you have a total of 11,530. Very nice. Doug, your grand total is 8,740. Lance is our winner. Congratulations to you, Lance. Hang on just a second. You got some work cut out for you here, but Doug, I want to say thank you.
Hey, it was fun. It was hot.
Good. I'm glad you had a good time. Nice to meet you. We have some nice consolation prizes for you. So hang on. You can cheer Lance on. And Lance, you have won for the day, so not only are you going to get a chance to go for your own video arcade game, you've also won this. Kevin?
You've won the Texas Instruments Home Computer and Monitor. For education, home finance, and entertainment, you're not just playing, you're learning with the Home Computer and Monitor from Texas Instruments. Jeff?
Thanks, and we'll find out in just a moment if Lance is going to take that Amador game home with him today.
Some of the Starcade staff stays at the beautiful Pacific Plaza Hotel, a small Grand Lux hotel in the European tradition, one block from Union Square in San Francisco. Some of our contestants and some members of the studio audience will receive Trigger Elite, the high-performance joystick from Electra Concepts, with select sensitivity settings, rapid-fire bar, 5-year guarantee, and more. Your video system's complete with Trigger Elite. And from UMI, Word Feud, the competitive word search game that involves the whole family. It's irresistible fun for everyone. UMI software for family home entertainment, Word Feud from UMI. And Electronic Fun with Computers and Games, the magazine of the computer age. Easy to read, witty, and informative. It's the ultimate magazine for gamers and computer users of all ages. Electronic Fun with Computers and Games.
All right, welcome back to Starcade. Okay, Lance, time now for the big challenge. It's a chance for you to win your very own video arcade game. There's still two games left unplayed, Zookeeper and Congo Bongo. Now, during the commercial break, we informed you that if you pick Zookeeper, you'd have to score at least 3,838 points. If you pick Congo Bongo, you'd have to score at least 2,034 points. All right, those are the average scores of more than 20 other players who played those very same games. Now, I understand you reached your decision, and you picked Zookeeper, right?
Mm-hmm.
Zookeeper it is. That means if you score 3,838 points or more in 30 seconds, you'll win this Amidar. So let's have Kevin tell us about Zookeeper, and Lance, you come down and get ready to play.
They give me almost nothing to work with, and I'm only one man, but I do my best to keep the animals from wandering the streets. It's not an easy job to rebuild the cage, for they are hungry and they keep chomping away at it, and only the net can help once they've escaped. Until it comes, I can only run and jump over them, but these things all give me points, and so do the goodies that appear, and only the animals are a danger. It's not an easy job being a zookeeper, but somebody's got to do it. Jeff?
Okay, thanks a lot, Kevin. Well, we're going to wish you good luck. There's a lot at stake here. You'll have 30 seconds, as you know, to score 3,838 points. You tell me when you're ready.
Okay, I'm ready.
I'm glad you are. Here we go. Get ready, get set, play. Jump on the animals. Here we go. Game is started. Get that beer if you can. There you go. Great. 20 seconds. Is what you got. You needed 3,838. Boy, that was a tough one, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Well, you gave it your best, Lance. We loved having you here. You got some good prizes here on Starcade, didn't you?
I had fun.
I'm glad you did. Congratulations. Thanks for being with us. Any of Lance's friends, come on up. Congratulate him on a good day of game playing. And we'll say goodbye from here. This is Jeff Edwards from Starcade. I hope all your troubles get zapped. Bye-bye.
For more information about Starcade, visit www.starcade.tv and g4tv.com/starcade.